We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're starting 13 lines from the top, smack in the middle of a sugya. So we have over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you get half the chai and half the mace. V'hainu dekakasha leila Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda had a question. Hashta de amrit chas rachmona loy de mazik. Now that we said the Torah has rachmonas on the mazik. The shakl b'shvach, he actually takes in the shvach. That means, for example, like we said, if you damaged of a shor, it's worth 50 now. So damage is 150. So right now, if you figured everything out right now, so each guy will get 125. You split the chai, is 100 each. You split the mace, is 25. 125, each one gets 125. So you only have to pay 75, almost 75. Let's say the nebeil goes up to 100. And now you split it again, because it went up for him. So he takes, each one's 50, each one's 150. So it turns out, he has to pay 50. So we find, and this is not according to Rameh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, like we have a stick of Rachmanis in him. He damaged 150, he doesn't even pay 75, he only pays 50, he ends up paying 50, if the veil goes up in price. So therefore, since we find Torah had Rachmanis, maybe this case, the Torah was a Rachmanis. Let's give you an example. Yochum. Shar Shav HaChameh, Shlom. The Shar HaMazik is worth 5 Shlom. 5 Shlom is 5 times 4 Zuz, is 20 Zuz. Shunagach Shar Shav HaMana. It damaged a Shar worth 100. Even after getting damaged, this is such a huge axe, it's worth 50 zuz. So maybe, zenot chatzai chayv chatzai meis, right? That's halacha. When a dam damages, you get half and half. Zenot chatzai chayv chatzai meis, zenot chatzai chayv chatzai meis. So what happens? Let's figure out the numbers. So the mazik is worth 20 zuz. Each one takes half is 10. The nizik now is worth 50 zuz because he got damaged. Each one takes 25. So each one's left with 35. So what just happened now? Each one's left with 35. And the mazik just made a huge profit. He had a 20 zuz animal, it damaged. He lands up at the end of the day with 35. What a great deal. He made $15 on the deal. He made money on the deal. You don't have the case? 20 zuz hit 100, so it's very simple, 35. So is that the halacha? Amrit, no, it can't be. Where do you find the mazik makes money on the deal? Shzen niskar. That's number one. Number two, if Amar, shalim v'shalim ba'alim, mashalim v'shalim ba'alim. It says shalim v'shalim double loshon, shalim v'shalim. The ba'alim pays, doesn't take, you don't make money on the deal. So the my va'imer, what's the va'imer? Why do you need two drushes? Like, first of all, he's saying a svara, he's not niskar. And second of all, shalim v'shalim.
From the
nizik's
perspective, he loses more than 50%.
The nizik lost more than 50%?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the animal's worth
100. Right.
It went down to 50.
Right. Went down to 50. So his damage was a total of 50.
It was worth 200
when
it went down.
What?
What was the number?
No, it wasn't 100. It was worth 100. And it went down to 50. You're right. He does lose more than half. But so what? You only pay him a gufay. Whatever. It's not, let me tell you one thing. You know what the luck is? That if you're only getting 20 anyway. You only get 20 anyway.
Right.
Only gonna be 20 anyway, because this is the you know, because magufai. So I can put him, yeah, you lose, and it is a pella. So the Gemara says, maybe has to be halacha. The Gemara says, two reasons why it can't be. So my va'imim, what is the second reason? So maybe you would say that only in this case, like you're right, you have a psed l'nizik, that is where we say you don't gain. But let's say another case. In a case where the nizik's not losing out, maybe there then the mazik will get something going. For example, shor shava chamei shlom, which is 20 zuz, shenog shor shava chamei shlom, also 20 zuz. V'anavela yofah shloishim zuz. But the nevela went up in price, worth 30 zuz. So here, each guy takes half. So let's figure this out. Everyone takes half of the 20 is 10. Everyone takes half of the 30 is 15. Each one takes 25. V'anavela yofah shloishim zuz, each one takes 25. Maybe shakl nami mazik b'shvacha v'amar shalim. No, that's more answers. V'amar shalim ba'am shalim ba'am leitlim. So it says like this. This is the case where we need the limud. The case where the shor was worth 5 shlom, which is 20 zuz, that kicked the shor that's worth 5 shlom, which is 20 zuz, but the nevel is worth 30 zuz. So if each one takes half, each one gets 25. Half of the 20 is 10 each. Half of 30 is 15 each. 25. He's getting 25. So it comes out, the nizik made $5 on the deal. And the mazik also made $5 on the deal. So maybe in this case, he would get something. Because don't tell me the nizik is losing. He's not losing here. He's still making $5 on the deal. So maybe here the mazik would gain on that. He says shalom mishalom balim mashalom ein balim noiklim. That's in the second pasuk. In the first case, where the nizik was losing, because there each one was landing up with 35. So there, taka, that was not enough. L'chayra, you're going to find from here that the time pays more than chatzin ezek. But Torah emra machru es hashar achai v'chotzu es kasvay. So the Gemara, what's the kash now? What?
How?
So now they're not dar. Now the kash like this. The Yehuda is not darish that the pechash to pichsu miso mes mechayis. So it comes out a time. We'll give you the case. It's possible that a time pay more than chatzin ezek. How is that possible? A shar that's worth 50. That's nagach hashar worth 40, okay? And the vela goes down, and since you killed it, it's worth only 20 in the vela. A very normal case. A 50 hit a 40, and now it's only worth 20. Let's figure this out. So on the 50 side, they split it. Each gets 25, right? On the nevela, each one gets 10. So each one lands up with 35. Each one lands with 35. Now, each one lands with 35, so it comes out, how much was really the damage? The damage really was 20. Really, the Nizik should only get 10. That's all he should get. Really, he should only be left with 30. He's getting more. He's getting 35. He's getting 35. That's how much he's getting. He's getting more than Chatzin Ezek. He's getting more than Chatzin Ezek. So, that's the Pella. I'll read the Rashi inside if you want to see the Rashi explains on the case. Rashi says, what's the case? So I'm reading Rashi. 50 hit a 40. And the Nezek's Chav, Palgin is only Asara. V'chi Palgi, Chatzi Chai v'chatzi Meis, not the Nezek v'chai Chav Hei, or Meis Yud, Harei Lamed Hei. Nimtza Mazik, Mishalom, Yoyitz v'chatzi Nezek, because he's paying 15 instead of 10. The Bishlam L'Rameyer, Loi Mishalim, if you're a Meir, only pay the difference in the live and the dead, you take 10 out of yours. El Rav Yehuda, Ni Nami, Dehecha, Demati, Chatzi, Acha, Yosef, Echad, Nezik, Shalom, Nafgale, Haid, Loi Shokol, Nizik, Chatzi, Acha, Mekav, Chai, Muad. Even though we said before that the Nizik doesn't get half the Chai. The Chai is worth a lot. You don't get so much more. You don't get more than a Muad. We said, we had a whole case before where the guy can land up with much more than his Nizik. That's true. But here it's less than his animal still. It's less than a Muad. He's not getting the full 20, but he's getting 15. So it comes out, fear of Yehuda, it's possibly more than Chatzin Ezek. M.K. Metzina Rav Yehuda, let's read inside. M.K. Metzina Rav Yehuda, Tamashav Yitzvah, Chatzin Ezek, Vatar Amor, Machos, Shara Chai, Vachachos, Kasboi. So really, this pasuk is not a riot. They don't pay, like, what's the kasha? The kasha pay more than Chatzin Ezek. And the Torah says, Machos, Shara Chai. What do you see in that pasuk? You don't see the pasuk, Dach, Chatzin Ezek. So Tosis speaks about that. Tosis the Masma, Tayra Amra. Tosis, Lav Mishim, the Lashtayim, Pashtay Kroh, that means Chatzin Ezek. He says, the reason is a different pshat. The pshat is because we know Rav Yehuda always holds Chatzin Ezek. So here comes, he pay more than Chatzin Ezek. How can this sort of thing? So the Gemara, no, Israel Yehuda, he agrees to Rav Meir's drasha, p'chas shepichus ha-misa mechse v'chai. The value that went down with the misa, you split in the chai, like Rav Meir's drasha. So, Frank the Gemara, Manole, how do you know that drasha? We know it from v'gamis mesi echetzun. Frank the Gemara, v'hafker Rav Yehuda lezeh noit l'chatzi chai v'chatzi meis, zeh noit l'chatzi chai v'chatzi meis. We need that drasha for this one takes chatzi chai v'chatzi meis, and this takes chatzi chai v'chatzi meis. We need that drasha for Rabbi Yehuda to say that each one takes half, and the guy with the nevela going up in price, like we said before. So how do you have both drashas? So the Gemara, yeah, m'kinuch krav v'esameis my v'gam. Shiv v'esameis yechzun, what's v'gam? Shema minoh, tarti. You learn from there both things, you learn from there both drashas. You learn from there the drasha of that you get half the nevela, and you also learn from there the drasha that you, the difference between the chai and the mace, that's how much you pay. So according to Yehuda, you only the same thing. The same. Nothing new. Everything is equal. Then that'll be like the example of the pasuk. Fiyam the pasuk ikka pasuk also in a case we split the nevela and put the mace. That's when 200 or 200, and it was worth 50. Then it comes out perfectly. Then the goes on price. If the nevela goes up in price, in a case where everything was symmetrical. If you look now, if you go back to Rashi and Chumash on this pasuk, the long Rashi, Metzah Shem, you get the parashat Shvatim, the Rashi will be a breeze. Because Rashi also explains that the case of the pasuk is a case of 200-200, because Rashi is learning like Rav Yehuda's case, but it only works out if it's 200-200, then the case works out perfectly. Sa'ad kan, the geshmaka easy sugya of figuring out a Meir Rav Yehuda, and Metzah Shem, tomorrow we're going to go back to the next Mishnah.